This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission today ordered re-polling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal. Re-polling will be held tomorrow in 11 polling stations of Magarhat, Paschim Assembly constituency, and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. Polling will be held between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. The poll body said the decision was taken on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and the observers. The voting on these polling stations were held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. On the auspicious occasion of Budh Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagat Budh at Jivatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Budh Purnima, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Budh from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Budh.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Budh Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated the NCB team for this monumental success. He added, the government has resolved to ruthlessly crush the narcotics cartel. Punjab Special Assembly session today saw the opposition accusing Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann of attending the House in an inebriated state. Our correspondent reports that the leader of opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, demanded in the assembly that all MLAs undergo an alcohol meter test. Later in a letter to the speaker, he urged him for immediate alcometer, a dope test of the chief minister and all the MLAs. The controversy erupted after a Congress MLA alleged that the chief minister had arrived in the assembly under the influence of alcohol. The third vibrant Gujarat regional conference commenced at Oro University in Surat today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Union Ministers Hardeep Singh Puri and C.R. Patil were present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri emphasized that despite global supply chain disruptions and escalating freight costs, the government maintains stable retail energy prices, reflecting its commitment to the common citizen.
The government absorbed the shock at the fiscal system level rather than passing it immediately on to the consumer's wallet. And because preparations made over the last decade, we diversified our sources. Crude sourcing has now expanded from 27 countries to 41. And we increased our domestic production by 60%. And also because we are incentivizing the movement to natural gas.
Gujarat and Maharashtra are celebrating their statehood day today. In his message to the state, Gujarat's Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel expressed a resolve to make Gujarat a world-class model state by 2035. On the occasion, Maharashtra Governor Jishnu Dev Verma today unfurled the national flag and addressed the gathering at the main state function held at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Park in Mumbai. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis was also present on the occasion. In badminton, India advanced to the semi-final of the Thomas Cup after a dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarter-final at Horsens in Denmark today. Lakshya Sen gave India the perfect start, saving 2 match points to beat world number 6 Shruti Shen 18-21, 22-20, 21-17 in a thrilling opener. The doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty then extended the lead with a hard-fought 23-21, 19-21, 21-12 win over Xu Xiang She and Wang Shi Lin. A 7-year-old boy from Jharkhand has become the youngest swimmer to cross the Park Strait, completing the 29-kilometer stretch between Sri Lanka and India in the record time for his age category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.